From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Dairy farmers across Canada are deeply disappointed over the concessions made on the dairy sector to reach a new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Dairy Farmers of Canada President Pierre Lampron tells agrimarketing.com the concession in the new pact demonstrates once again the Canadian government is willing to sacrifice our domestic dairy production when it comes time to make a deal. Lampron says the agreement weakens the dairy sector, which employs more than 220,000 Canadians and contributes some $20 billion a year to Canada's gross domestic product. The American Farm Bureau is encouraged by the South Korea trade agreement. Federation President Zippy Duval says President Trump's approval of the modernized U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement preserves a two-way trade relationship that greatly benefits American farmers and ranchers. South Korea bought $6.9 billion worth of U.S. agricultural goods last year, making it our sixth largest export market. Go to a farmland auction this year and you'll probably come away thinking the farm economy is in fine shape. Agriculture.com reports there's a growing disconnect between farm profit margins and what people will pay. While most farm commodity prices remain at or below break-even, surveys around the country verify the underlying strength in the farmland market. Experts say farmers continue to be aggressive bidders with several factors, including cash reserves, attractive prices, low interest rates, pent-up demand, and limited offerings, driving the strength. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.